presents Kenneth Williams, Derek Nimmo, Clement Freud, and Geraldine Jones in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you. Thank you very much indeed. Hello, welcome once again to Just a Minute. So let us begin this week with the person that we welcome back, Geraldine Jones. Geraldine, the subject for you is how best to colonize the moon. Can you try and talk on that for 60 seconds starting now?
The only possible justification for the enormously expensive space exploration is the possibility that by indulging in it, we shall be able to colonize the moon with all the people we hate most. Top of my list would be people who write leaders in newspapers telling us what we should think. And close behind them would be the people who write letters to those papers, beginning pompously, surely that your correspondent knows so-and-so, so-and-so.
Derek Nimmo, you have challenged. Why?
Repetition. So-and-so, so-and-so, so-and-so.
You're quite correct. That was a repetition, so Derek gains a point and he takes over the subject, and there are 30 seconds for how best to colonize the moon, Derek, starting now.
I think the best way to colonize the moon is to go off there on a little rocket, and when I landed, I would pitch a little tent and get out my billy can.
Clement Freud, you've challenged. What?
Repetition.
What?
Little.
And I get there. Yes, he did. He went a little rocket and he pitched a little tent. You're quite right. Clement Freud, you've gained a point. You have the subject. How best to colonize the moon starting now.
The best way of colonizing the moon is getting hold of the Chinese and sending them all there, every single one of them.
Derek Nimmo, you've challenged. Why?
Repetition, every single one.
Every single one is repetition. I wouldn't know at all. I don't think it is correct.
600 million of them. Yes, very repetitive.
I think you're confusing it.
It's a very clever challenge, Derek, but I think you're confusing the two issues of the Chinese have been repeating a certain function to produce...
I think you meant reproduction, didn't you?
Well, the Chinese have been repeating their cells.
Yes, I know. But Clement Freud, in this instance, I don't think was repeating himself, so he has another point for having an incorrect challenge against him. He has 4 seconds for how best to colonize the moon starting now.
The best way of colonizing the moon is getting the Japanese not to go there.
Kenneth Williams, will you begin the second round for us? The subject is evolution. Kenneth, can you talk on this vast subject for 60 seconds, starting now?
Well, roughly speaking, of course, this means the process of growth and development, you see, in the world. Of course, you could apply it to many things, but most of us think of evolution in terms of the world, you see, and how...
Derek Nimmo, you're challenged, right?
Reputation of UCs.
Yes, there was 2 UCs, I'm afraid. Derek Nimmo gains a point, he gains the subject. 45 seconds left for evolution, Derek, starting now.
Evolution means the development of a particular species over a period of time, and it's involved...
Kenneth Williams, why do you...
A deviation doesn't mean that at all.
Well, actually, it can mean the development of a species...
Yes, it means that, meaning only that, because it doesn't, you see. You should have said that, otherwise it's not...
I think you're trying to browbeat. You're trying very hard, but I'm not going to be browbeaten. There are 40 seconds for Derek Nimmo to continue on evolution with another point, starting now.
The best way to illustrate, Mr. Kenneth Williams, what evolution really means is for him to get a jar of little fruit flies, and if he separates all the male flies from the lady ones and puts them in separate pots and then mix them together...
Clement Freud, you buzzed first. Why?
Hesitation,
alas, yes. Clement, there are 26 seconds for evolution with you now, starting now.
One of the lesser books of the Bible is, of course, called the Book of Evolution.
Derek Nimmo, why do you challenge?
It's so minute that it doesn't exist. Deviation.
Derek Nimmo has a point. Evolution, in that sense, is not in the Bible. Derek Nimmo, you have 21 seconds for this subject, starting now.
It's the theory of evolution.
Yes. Geraldine Jones, your challenge.
Hesitation.
20 seconds for evolution with you, Geraldine Jones, starting now.
Evolution is a development that has developed...
Clement Freud, your challenge.
Hesitation.
Clement, 17 seconds for evolution, starting now.
None of the books in the Bible are called the Book of Evolution. But had there been such a one, it might well...
Kenneth Williams.
Deviation.
What?
Supposition. We're concerned with evolution. He's saying, had there been a book
of evolution...
It's a supposition. We are discussing evolution. We're not discussing supposition.
It's all right, Kenneth. You try and browbeat your points out of me.
Had there been such a book, Shall I go on?
No, I'm going to give it again. 10 seconds to you with evolution, Kenneth, starting now.
Evolution is in itself the most extraordinary example historically of the foolhardy nature of anyone thinking that the way things begin is the way that they end up.
As Kenneth Williams was speaking when the whistle went, he gains that bonus point. Derek Victoriana, a delightful subject which I'm sure you can talk about very ably. 60 seconds will do, and starting now.
The Victoriana is one of those rather nasty words with the suffix "ana" attached to them, like Americana. But in this case, it means an interest or a collection of things of the Victorian era, things peculiar to that particular period. All sorts of things, I think, can be described as Victoriana. For instance, Valentine cards. Although they were known before that period, they came into their real eminence during that particular passage of time.
Kenneth Williams, why
hesitation?
Yeah. I think he kept going fairly consistently now.
What's
so, Derek Nemo has 32 seconds to continue on Victoriana, starting now.
St. Valentine, as you know, was a martyr which was killed by the Emperor Claudius II. And the commercialization of the Valentine.
Why have you challenged?
Deviation.
Why?
Well, he's not talking about Victorian.
I'm talking about Valentine.
He's on hagiology.
Yes, indeed. I consider that Geraldine should be given the benefit of the doubt. She has 25 seconds of Victoriana starting now.
There are some people who believe that Victoriana is a dirty word which involves an obscene interest in all sorts of hideous...
Kenneth Williams...
Deviation. We're discussing Victoriana, not a load of filth.
Well,
people can say something decent, don't they? It's a good mistake.
You made a very good point, and the audience are completely with you. I think I can only bow to their consideration of the situation and give a point to you, Kenneth. 19 seconds for Victoriana, starting now.
Jolly represents some of the most beautiful things you could possibly lay your eyes on. You've got your Albert Hall and, of course, your Albert Memorial. Now, what could be more lovelier than that? When you come upon the Albert Memorial, as I very often do...
Derek Nemo, what's happening?
Repetition, he came on it twice. The Albert Memorial.
But he came on the... He didn't come on, he didn't... Wait, what's
he said Albert Memorial twice, it's repetition. Albert Memorial.
I see, I thought you said come on twice. He did say Albert twice.
I wouldn't do that, no.
So, Derek Nemo, there are 7 seconds for you to continue. Victoriana, starting now.
Papier-mâché objects were very popular during that period. They're made from waste paper, and they can be pressed in the shape of tables and trays.
Well, as Derek was speaking when the whistle went, he gains another point, and he's taken a lead of one over Clement Freud. Geraldine Jones, will you begin this round? Taking photographs, 60 seconds, starting now.
When I went to America, I was given a very expensive camera with which to take photographs. On the way out, I tried all sorts of different views of the ocean, upside down, sideways, long ways, from the left side of the boat and the right side in the morning and at night. All these photographs were so unremittingly boring that I swore never again to take any and have since left the job of doing it to professionals. My best experience of how they go about it was when I had a picture taken of myself for a glossy magazine. I was led into a rather shabby room by a little man who was aided by minions.
Clement Freud.
Hesitation.
Yes, we'll never know what happened in that shabby room. What's up? Clement Freud, baby, you've saved Geraldine some embarrassment. There are 27 seconds for you taking photographs, starting now.
Taking photographs is one of the instant ways into the aristocracy. Many men who have done this have ended up in Buckingham Palace, no less, and some of them in Westminster Palace, no more. I should like to say that I myself have only a cursory...
Kenneth Williams, your challenge.
Well, not any hesitation, but I myself... Right.
Well, all right, one will do, Kenneth. Hesitation was quite sufficient. Kenneth, there are 9 seconds for you. Taking photographs, starting now.
Taking photographs is very interesting and delightful pastime. I frequently do it when I'm on holiday, and the great thing...
Clement Freud, why have you challenged?
I frequently do when I'm on holiday.
Yeah, but he challenged you, not for I, he challenged you on hesitation, and that's why...
I challenged him for repetition.
And there's nobody challenging you on the eyes. I must give the benefit of the doubt in this case to Kenneth, who has another point, 2 seconds for taking photographs, starting now.
The great thing to remember is that you must have a good light. Oh, I must be in the lead now. I must be in the lead, eh?
No, you're still in a definite third place, Kenneth. But you have caught up on the two leaders. Kenneth, hypnotism. That's an exciting subject for you, Kenneth. Will you talk on that now for 60 seconds, starting now?
Well, hypnotism, as I understand it, is controlling a person by looking at them and making certain movements with the hands or the eyes and thus getting them to go under your power, become under your spell, so to speak.
Geraldine Jones, you challenge. Hesitation, I call it a full stop.
I didn't know to say, I was laughing. I just remember the last time I was put up in under somebody's power.
Well, I'm glad you've lost the subject in case, because we would like to move on at this point, Kenneth.
Yes, we'd better move on.
If Kenneth can constrain himself for a second, I'll ask Geraldine Jones to continue with the subject of hypnotism for the next 43 seconds, starting now.
Kenneth Williams is probably the only person in the world who can practice hypnotism on himself and so render himself speechless and giggles. Normally, however, it's done by rather evil people who like the idea of getting other people completely in their power. And once...
Clement Freud, why do you challenge?
Deviation.
Why?
Because it's a medical science, not practice.
Yes, it is not necessarily evil. Evil people who practice it is not generally evil. Clement, you have 29 seconds for hypnotism starting now.
A lot of doctors who practice hypnotism are absolutely rotten doctors. I think I ought to make that quite clear. But the thing to do is to get a man or woman under your power by waving in front of them a bright object, a watch, even a tassel.
Very numerous, you challenge. Why?
Well, he hesitated on his tassel.
He did indeed.
How else can you hypnotize people? Isn't there a flashing a tassel?
I think it was a very good place to hesitate. So Derek Nimmo has a point. He has 12 seconds for hypnotism starting now.
Hypnotism is an art which I quite frequently practice in my little small parlor. I get up to a fellow and I say, come sit down here, chap, and I switch off the light.
Yes. I'm afraid you, once you got in your parlor, you did hesitate, Derek. There are 4 seconds for you, Kenneth, on hypnotism starting now.
This is
Danny. Freud, you challenge.
Hesitation.
No, Kenneth Williams has another point. He has 3 seconds for hypnotism starting now.
This is the will pervading.
Derek Nimmo, why do you challenge?
He said this is. He said it twice, you see. He said it once before he was challenged and just after he
Yes, but once he starts again, he can say a little word like this another time. Kenneth has another point. He has 2 seconds for hypnotism starting now.
The domination of the will through the eye.
What a thrilling state of play we're at. That last round has put Kenneth Williams into the lead.
Oh, hooray! Oh, hooray!
Oh, the thrill. Exactly equal alongside Clement Freud and Derek Nimmo. That's why the situation is so exciting, Kenneth. So you'll have to keep your wits about you and see how we go from here. Clement Freud's going to begin the next round. A fascinating subject, stuttering. Can you try and talk in this game for 60 seconds on that subject, Clement, starting now?
Stuttering is a certain defect in the speech process which causes people not to be able to speak fluently and must on no account be mixed up with hesitation. I will therefore give you a short...
Derek Williams, you challenge.
Oh, yes, hesitation.
Yes. I thought he was going to say give you a short demonstration. I mean, almost he'd have got away with it. Kenneth, you have 45 seconds for stuttering, starting now.
A very eminent man once told me that this never occurred during the recital of lyrics or any form of poetry or song, and he moreover added that during a conversation with animals, one would...
Clement Freud, why do you challenge?
So dull.
That's got these news in this. Isn't it rotten? Can't take it, you think.
Dull is not a game or a point at which you can challenge
Thank
this game,
you.
So
Thank
I will automatically
ducky.
Give it.
Thank you.
I'm not a ducky, Kenneth Williams.
Well, I'm a Daniel. A Daniel. Maybe. The judgment. Good for you, love, yeah.
Ducky Daniel, rest. Kenneth, you have another point. You have 25 seconds for stuttering starting now.
Those were a couple of instances I've just given you where stuttering does not occur. Because, you see, the reason for this in the first place is fundamentally, of course, nervousness. And if one is nervous, one will...
Derek, number you challenge.
Double nervous.
Double nervous. Derek, you have another point. Oh. You have... 10 seconds for the subject of stuttering starting now.
It's something which I've been afflicted with all my life. More recently, however, I've been able to find that by stuttering I can pick up...
Kenneth Williams, why do you
Well, you're
no, actually, he was stuttering, and that is the subject. So I must, on this particular occasion, give it to Derek. And the audience agrees, so it didn't look like
that. Only sorry for his impediment, Daphne.
Well, if you want to be like that, then his impediment has gained him a point on this occasion.
I shall come on with a crutch next.
Please keep your crutch out of this, Kenneth Williams, and we will get on with it. Derek Nimmer. You've already taken your shoes off. That is quite enough to interest the audience. 4.5 seconds for stuttering, Derek, starting now.
It's very interesting. When you come through a door, instead of just saying hello, and if you say, you see.
Derek Nemo, would you begin the next subject? It could almost be connected. It is called habits. I'm not called. That is the subject, habits. 60 seconds, starting now.
Habits are garments that are worn by people of various monastic orders. The Carthusians, the Salesians, the Franciscans, the Benedictines, the Dominicans, and so on. They tend to wear these medieval clothes, but not only men wear them. Ladies wear them, too. If a woman goes out riding, she wears a habit. Also, you have good ones and bad ones. A bad habit of mine, for instance, is to come along here one day a week and try to speak for 1 minute without hesitation and repetition and deviation on some unlikely subject that would be given to me.
Clement, why have you challenged?
Repetition of the opening announcement.
Well, that, I think, is a very clever challenge that entirely deserves a point, Clement. Don't you agree, ladies and gentlemen?
Well, shut your mouth.
Clement has a point. He has 20 seconds for habits, starting now.
One of my unfortunate habits is stuttering, which I was going to tell you about a little.
Derek Nimmer, why do you challenge?
Repetition of stuttering. By your definition.
Now, you see, this is a very difficult situation.
Well, you've landed yourself in it, darling.
All right, lovey, I'll give you that. All right. As Clement, I gave the benefit of the doubt to Clement last time. You have it this time, Derek Nimmer. You have another point. You have 13 seconds for habits, starting now.
Sometimes I go into a greenhouse with a little can of water, and I squirt it on the tomato plants. This is a rather curious habit that I've fallen into in recent years. Other times, particularly on winter.
Well, once again, Derek Nimmer was speaking with the whistle went, which gives him that bonus point, and gives him now a lead of 4 over Clement Freud and Kenneth Williams, who are equal in second place. Geraldine Jones, who is training a little, but perhaps you can make it up this time on the subject of sewing. A delightfully feminine subject, Geraldine. 60 seconds, starting now.
Sewing is something I was forced to do for 2 very miserable years at school. I never in my life managed to finish a garment. I began a great number. Usually after a few weeks, I'd take them home and thrust them up at my mother and say, please, will you finish it for me? And as my mother is quite an accomplished seamstress, she found it almost impossible to do so because I'd made such an incredible mess of the thing in cutting it out all zigzag and awkward and sewing it up very uneven. The sewing mistress...
Derek, no, your challenge.
Hesitation.
Derek, there are 33 seconds for the subject of sewing, which we'd like you to talk about... Starting now.
There's nothing I enjoy doing more than sewing, particularly on a warm summer's afternoon, to go out into Hyde or even Green Park with my little sampler, my needle, and my little bit of cotton, and I thread it very delicately, and I put it into the piece of material, and I weave patterns of such beauty that you would be amazed. I have sewn pictures of garlands of flowers.
Geraldine Jones, why do you challenge?
Deviation. This is embroidery, not sewing.
I think that's a very clever challenge.
Derek.
Oh,
Derek.
Oh,
Derek. Oh,
she's clever.
You have
6 seconds.
You have another point, and the subject is sewing, starting now.
Sewing is, of course, an enormously useful thing to be able to do, and this is partly why I always avoid doing it, because...
Derek Nimmo.
I thought I heard a bijou hesitation.
Yes, I thought you were extremely unchivalrous to challenge.
Yes, Madame Gallant, isn't it?
But you have 2 seconds for sewing, starting now.
So when I run into an aerodrome...
So once again in that round, Derek has taken more points than anybody else, giving him an even bigger lead. Kenneth Williams, will you begin the next round for us? The subject is the rush hour. You seem all ready for it. So would you begin starting now?
I have had personal experience of the rush hour, and I'm here to tell you it's not funny. You get shoved up against people. They get shoved up against you. The B.O. is a... And moreover, in a spell like we're having recently, which is, you must admit, comparatively mild for the time of the year, yet the heating's all left on, just as if it was really freezing, then, of course, the smells are even more obvious. And I stand there, and I find it appalling. Of course, I try to walk instead, but this often isn't convenient, you know. Often we have to take public transport. Now, don't we? You'll agree about that. You take it yourself, mate.
Kevin, why have you channeled
TV?
Why?
Well, he's talking to you instead of talking about,
Kenneth Williams can talk to whoever he wishes as long as he keeps to the point. So Kenneth has another point, and he has 17 seconds for the rush hour starting now.
And, of course, down the tube they rush in their minions like a load of ants, and it's quite incredible how politeness goes to the wind. I've stood in a cigarette queue. I mean, a ticket queue. I didn't mean cigarette queue. And this woman in front of me said she wanted to go to Bosque de Saint-Giovanni, and I said,
Clement has challenged you. Yes, it was absolutely everything, I think.
But it was quite good. I should do that
lovely,
again.
It was lovely, yes.
It was quite good. They were liking it.
I wish we could ask you to finish, but I'm afraid you were guilty of a lot of crimes in this particular game, Kenneth. So, Clement Freud has another point, and he has 3 seconds for rush hour starting now.
It happens between 8 and...
Kenneth Burns...
Hesitation.
No.
It didn't come in when you said from now.
He did indeed.
No, Derek Nimmo, you bear me out there. He didn't come in, did he?
No, he didn't.
Stop bringing out a good...
There's a definite faction in this audience egging you on.
Yes, it is you.
There's a faction here egging you on.
You are egging me on, and I'm not going to be budged. Clement Freud has another point, and he has 2 seconds now for rush hour starting now.
And at 6 o'clock at night, there's a lot of...
Clement Freud, it's your turn to begin the next round. A subject that I think has been specially chosen for you, computerizing the kitchen. Can you talk on that subject? 60 seconds. You cannot refuse the subject, I'm afraid, so don't shake your head. You can start talking now.
Computerizing the kitchen is what some people call getting the saucepans in one end of the kitchen, the frying pans in the other. This is not, strictly speaking, what is meant by the subject. The idea of having a computer is to cut out the work that a housewife does by planning operations in such a way as to economize on time generally spent therein. And a computer set to cook breakfast, lunch...
Kinsman's, why do you chance?
We've had to wear a computer several times.
And moreover, the whole thing's very dull.
Then if you don't have to play to the audience to get your points...
It's the subject.
No, computerizing the kitchen is... Computerizing the kitchen, Clement, is the subject, and you use the word computer twice. So, Kenneth Williams gains a point. He has 33 seconds for computerizing the kitchen, starting now.
Yeah, well, this means, of course, that a robot will take over doing what the housewife did formerly. And I do not think this can be described as a good thing. Any housewife will... I've repeated it,
Kevin Roy.
Hesitation after I repeated myself.
All right, you're being extra clever, Clement. On the same basis of the housewife, you have the subject back. 22 seconds for computerizing the kitchen, starting now.
Having cut out a card which is fed into this machine which is used to computerize the kitchen, you arrange to get breakfast, lunch, tea and dinner served to the family at regular intervals, fried crisply, boiled softly, garnished as you want it to be, and served by a number of people at exactly the right... Oh, do blow
your... Whistle! Well, as Clement Freud was speaking when the whistle went, then he gains another point. And the result, because that, I'm afraid, is the last round in this particular game, is reading it backwards. It's a very difficult job, but I always have to read the time backwards, so I'm getting used to it. Geraldine Jones was in fourth place this week. Clement Freud and Kenneth Williams were a very definite equal in second place. And our winner this week by just 3 points was Derek Nimmo.
Good old Derek! Hooray! Good old Derek! Amazing! Ah, lovely, amazing!
The chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The program was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by David Hatt.